Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why Future Entrepreneurship Will Reward Bold Risk-Takers. Now let's get started with today's show. The entrepreneurial landscape is shifting faster than ever. What made you successful yesterday could destroy your business tomorrow. Today, we're revealing what the future rewards and what it ruthlessly punishes. Here's what I've learned after working with hundreds of founders. The future belongs to those who embrace speed over perfection. We've been conditioned to believe that everything needs to be polished before it sees daylight. But here's the truth. The market is your best teacher, not your boardroom. The future rewards rapid iteration and fast failure over perfect launches. Entrepreneurs who ship imperfect products weekly will absolutely crush those who spend months perfecting in isolation. Think of it like learning to swim. You can read every book about swimming technique, but until you jump in the water and start moving, you're just theoretical. So what will the future of entrepreneurship actually reward, and what will it punish? The future rewards authentic connection and transparency over those polished corporate facades we're used to seeing. It ruthlessly punishes businesses that prioritize profit over purpose and completely ignore their social impact. Today's customers don't just want quality, they demand values alignment. They want to know why you do what you do, not just what you do. Look at Patagonia as a perfect example. They literally told customers, "Don't buy our jacket," in a Black Friday ad, promoting their repair program instead. Sales increased 30% because authenticity and environmental purpose resonated stronger than traditional marketing tactics. Meanwhile, tone-deaf brands lost millions trying to fake social consciousness. The market can smell inauthenticity from miles away. The future also rewards entrepreneurs who build ecosystems and lift others up, not those who hoard knowledge and see everyone as competition. Collaboration creates network effects that compound exponentially. Zero-sum thinking gets you isolated in shrinking markets. Here's your actionable takeaway. Ask yourself this question: am I building something that serves others first or just serves me? Start one collaboration this week with someone you'd normally see as competition. The future belongs to those who grow together. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.